Hey, welcome back.
I'm Sue LaPointe, and I'm here to show you how you can make money writing articles. I'm really excited about this next segment. In this video, I'm going to show you how to do the work so you can get paid and make money right away doing online work for others. Just learning how to do the simple writing projects I'm about to teach you, you're going to be able to reap the rewards of working with no boss, working when you want to work, wherever you want to work. At the same time, you can use what you learn so that you can build your own successful online business. So let's get busy. Here's where you're going to learn how to actually do the work. Are you ready? Then let's dig in. So here's just a sample, a small sample, of the writing projects that are out there waiting for you. On any given day, you could end up writing just any one of these projects, articles, blogs, press releases, website content, sales letters, white papers, autoresponders, and newsletters. And that's just a few of them. There are dozens more writing projects I haven't even mentioned. You're looking at an absolute avalanche of work. But for today, let's just start with articles. Articles are a great place to start because they're in such high demand. They're easy to write, it's easy to find clients who want them, and you could just completely build an entire writing business based on just writing articles. And if you charged even $25 per article, which is very reasonable, you could easily make $100 an hour or more. Now, before we get too far, let's take a look at the anatomy of an article. Understanding these basic parts of an article can make it a lot easier to write them. Plus, your articles are going to come out looking like you've been doing this for years. You could just send your clients a basic article, like paragraph after paragraph of text. However, if you go the extra mile by formatting it properly and including all these parts, you're going to add real value and very quickly become an indispensable resource for them. And that means you're going to make more money faster. That's why when you write articles, you want to be sure to include the following elements: a catchy headline, a teaser to make the article irresistible for readers, subheads to help break up the text, and then the body of the article, of course, and finally a resource box at the very end. And we're going to talk about all these parts as we go, but here they are. Okay, first we're going to look at the teaser. The whole purpose of having a teaser is to help your article stand out from the crowd. Readers decide which articles they're going to read based on two things: the title or headline, and also whether their teaser grabs their attention. The other term you might not be familiar with is a resource box. Now, the resource box talks about the author and features a link for readers to click through to your client's website. Let's take a closer look at the resource box. The purpose of a resource box is really to help convert readers into customers. Keeping this in mind is going to make it easy to create your resource boxes. There are a few elements you want to include in each resource box. Start with a sentence talking about the author. Next, you're going to offer a free resource of some kind to the reader. Usually, your client's going to have a free report or a video download or offer a free consult or something like that, depending on what it is that they're selling. Finally, you want to have a call to action. In a call to action, you're telling the reader what to do next. This call to action includes a link to your client's website. If you use one of your client's keywords in this link, that's going to help the site to rank well on Google. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So let's take a look at a real article. If you go into easyandarticles.com, you can find articles on just about any topic. If you do a quick search on any topic, you're going to get this long, long list of articles. In this case, I did a search for House Break a Puppy, and I came up with 4,580 articles. So in this list, you're going to see the title or the headline and the teaser. Now, if you click on one of them, you're going to be able to read the whole article. Now, see how this one has short paragraphs, it's got a numbered list in it, all these things combine to make it an easy article to read. And the easier your article is to read, the more likely a reader is to get to the end of it and click through to your client's website. Let's go down and we'll see the resource box. It starts here where it says tip. If you'd like to get some great ways to train your dog and be well To be well-behaved, play safe, and respect your every command, then check out Danny's dog training blog and get his free dog training tips. So this talks about the author, it describes the free resource, and it gave a link with a call to action to go and get it. Now, a lot of clients are going to ask you to write SEO articles. So let's go through a quick explanation of what that is and why so many companies are so eager to hire you to write articles and blog posts for them. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, meaning making your website kind of irresistible to the major search engines. That's Google, Yahoo, and MSN Bing. All of your clients want one thing, a ton of visitors coming to their websites. They know this, more website visitors means more customers buying what they're selling. Here's where you become extremely valuable to them as a writer. More than anything else, Google, Yahoo, and MSN Bing love content-rich websites. Business website owners know that the more blog posts and articles they post, the higher they'll come up in the search engine results, anytime somebody who's a prospective customer goes looking for what they're offering. More articles and blog posts means more click-throughs to their site, and ultimately more money in their pockets. These business owners are usually crazy busy, doing 1,000 different things to keep their businesses running. So if they can find a good, reliable writer to take care of this task, creating a steady stream of new articles and blog posts, they're very happy to pay you very well to take that job off of their to-do list. I've seen this over and over in my business. I have several clients who order dozens of articles each and every month. In fact, one client orders 100 to 150 articles at a time, several times a year. Are you beginning to see how much potential work there is out there? Remember, there's no need to create these perfectly well-written, professionally edited articles. You need just basic, good content, and that's very easy to do. So you're going to need to know some of these terms. Let's take a quick look through that, and you'll feel much more comfortable working on SEO articles. First is keywords. Keywords are the words prospective customers enter into Google when they go looking for information. Usually, they're trying to solve a problem. For example, I have this husky dog who thinks she's Houdini. No matter what we do, she can escape from our yard. If I go looking online for a solution, I might type in things like dog enclosure, how to keep a dog from escaping, why are huskies so smart, or in the worst case scenario, how to get my dog out of the pound again. If I type in any of these keywords, I'm likely to find some answers that are going to provide a solution to my problem. Most likely, I'll also find articles on this topic. And those articles will lead me to a website that offers either a book on the topic or some sort of physical product that I can buy to solve my problem. Now notice, a keyword can be a single word or an entire phrase. Most marketers have a long list of keywords that are relevant to their website, and they're going to want you to use some of these keywords in your articles. That way, when potential customers type these keywords into the search engines, they're going to land on the article and ultimately end up on your client's website. At the same time, using these keywords in an article, you're going to help the search engines learn to associate those keywords with your client's website. The next term you're going to probably hear is keyword density. This refers to how many times throughout an article a certain keyword appears. Now, different clients will ask for different keyword densities, but some will probably never even mention that word to you. But just so that you're prepared, if you hear it, I'm going to show you a simple formula for determining keyword density. So here it is. All you have to do is do a word count of your article, and then count how many times you used a certain keyword. Then you divide how many times you used that keyword by the total word count. And the number you're going to come up with will be the keyword density. Let's look at an example. If you use the keyword 11 times in an article that has 546 words, you're going to end up with a keyword density of 2%. The next term you're going to need to know is anchor text. Anchor text is really important in search engine optimization, and the best way to explain anchor text is showing you what not to do. So let's take a look over at Google. Here's the perfect example. If you go to Google and type these words, click here, let's see what happens. you're going to end up with the first entry being Adobe Reader, where to download Adobe Reader. And the reason is so many people have used the words click here to link to that website that Google now associates the words click here with Adobe. Now remember, when you write an article, you're going to provide a resource box. And in the resource box, you're going to have a call to action featuring a clickable link to your client's website. The words a reader has to click in order to get through to the website, that's the anchor text. So let's show you how it should be done. You want to make sure that instead of using the words click here as your anchor text, you use one of your client's keywords. In this example, dog training tips, right there, that's a keyword. If you click on it, you're going to end up on the guy's website. This is going to help Google to train itself in order to associate those same keywords with your client's website. The next term you need to know is the keyword list. Like I mentioned, most marketers have a long list of keywords that they would love to have associated with their website. Usually, they're going to ask you to do one keyword per article. And remember, a keyword can be a single word or a whole phrase. The final term you need to know is conversion. Conversion refers to how many people take a certain action. For example, out of 100 people who read your article, say 26 of them click through your link in the resource box. This would give you a conversion rate of 26%. So next, let's talk a little bit about how to use keywords. Some clients are going to tell you exactly what they want you to do with their keywords, and in that case, you just do what they tell you. Otherwise, here are some great guidelines that you can follow. You want to make sure that your keyword appears in the beginning of a title, if possible. Also, make sure to use keywords in any subheadings throughout your article. Use your keyword in the first sentence of the article as well. And again, make sure you use your keyword in your anchor text. After that, you can just sprinkle the keyword throughout the article wherever it's appropriate. What you don't want to do is stuff that keyword every single place it could possibly go. That makes for an incredibly unreadable article that nobody, including the search engine, will like. I'm going to show you my top secret formatting tips. Follow these tips and you'll look like a seasoned pro, even with your very first article. Plus, you get to avoid all the common formatting pitfalls that make an article scream, "Newbie!" First of all, when you write articles, you want to be sure to use a standard font. I recommend using Times New Roman 12 or Arial 12. This is not the time to get all fancy. Next, just use the standardized default margins that come with your word processor. You don't want to send an article that's got these bizarre narrow or super wide margins. Just stick to the basics. Always, always, always use single space formatting, unless for some strange reason you have a client that wants the articles written a different way. And then just do what they ask. Also, you want to avoid the use of underlining and italics. You may want to put your subheadings and your title in bold, though. And here's a biggie. Most likely, when you learned how to type or use a keyboard, you were told to use two spaces between sentences. And I think that recommendation was probably based on how typesetting used to work. The standard now, however, is to have only one space between sentences. So, for example, this is one space and this is correct. This is two spaces, this is incorrect. Just making that one simple tweak to your articles will help you look like a pro. Now let me show you how to really ramp this up. The faster you can write, the more money you can make. So what I'd like to show you now is how to easily increase your speed. Doing this with a little bit of practice, you'll be able to write articles in about 15 minutes or less, starting now. Using these techniques, I write articles in about 7 minutes each, and I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it. Remember, if you're charging $25 an article, if you can get your writing process down to 15 minutes per article, that's going to let you create 4 articles in an hour. At $25 an article, that comes out to $100 an hour. That's exactly how I make this much myself, so I know it's possible. Now, my first tip is going to sound a little bit strange, but it really does work. When you go to write an article, type it with your eyes closed. This works because most people have this built-in internal editor. You know, that's that voice that says, no, 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 no. That's not right. That's not good enough. That editor makes you go back and change it and change it and change it. And before you know it, you've spent 2 hours on one article. If you type with your eyes closed, you're automatically bumping up your speed. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to go back and edit a little bit, but in the end, you're going to save a lot of time and make more money. Now, my second tool here is to use a software called Dragon Naturally Speaking. It's a dictation software that lets you speak into a microphone, and then it types as you speak. Using this software has enabled me to drastically increase my writing speed. Here's why I think it works. If you're like most people, you can speak at about 1,800 words per minute. A really good typist can type about 80 to 90 words per minute. But if you're thinking and typing at the same time, your rate's going to go down to about 30 to 40 words per minute. So by using this dictation software, you can crank out hundreds and hundreds of words in just a few minutes. You're definitely going to have to go back and edit. But the more often you use the software, the better it will recognize your voice, and you'll find fewer mistakes being made. By using this, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you were able to crank out 500-word articles in about 7 to 10 minutes, maybe even faster. Now it's time to take the first step to getting started. You're going to start building your portfolio of sample articles. You'll use these articles to show to prospective clients so that they'll feel confident when they hire you. You can also use these articles that you put into your portfolio to make money along the way. You'll use them to do affiliate marketing. Now, if you don't understand what an affiliate program is, basically, it's just a simple way that you can sell other people's products online. Also, using my super fast portfolio building strategy, you're going to see how to build an attractive portfolio in less than a day. So let's get started. First, identify something you're really passionate about. Here are some examples. Maybe you're interested in training your dog, or maybe you love to grill, or maybe you've got a lot of experience in parenting or gardening, or maybe you're just awesome at packing suitcases so that your clothes don't wrinkle. Whatever your gift and talent is, you can write an article about it. So here are some quick ideas. 5 ways to train your dog, 5 best things about the George Foreman grill, or the top 7 mistakes you want to avoid in order to avoid an overstuffed suitcase. Next, it's homework time. Here's what I want you to do. You're going to write 5 to 10 articles on the topic you just picked. Aim for writing 350 words to 500 words per article, and include all the elements of a good article: the title, the teaser, subheads throughout your article, and a resource box. Then, to make them look very professional and easy for your clients to read, convert your articles into a PDF file. This is really easy to use using cutepdf.com. If you want to use your articles as an affiliate marketer, simply go looking for a product that goes with what you wrote. There are lots of ways that you can make money with that. There are affiliate programs for almost every product under the sun. It just takes a little looking to find them. By publishing your articles online and including an affiliate link in your resource box, you could make money just from your portfolio pieces. Now look, a lot of writers get stuck on creating a portfolio, but not you. Following this simple formula, before you know it, ta-da, you've got a portfolio. Now, I've got a little something special for IOI members. When you start getting your article writing gigs, most likely what's going to happen is your client's going to order a block of 5 to 10 articles all on the same topic. It's possible you could run out of ideas on how to write on that same topic over and over again. So I've created a little gift for you, a special gift called Templates and Angles. And with this bonus, you're never going to run out of great ideas for articles. You're going to get my total guide to creating sizzling hot articles nobody can resist. And that's going to make your writing process faster, easier, and more profitable. And your clients are going to be absolutely thrilled with the articles you create. That means they're going to keep coming back for more. Okay, so go do your homework, get your bonus, and get ready to move forward. Before you know it, you're going to have a fully functioning article writing business all of your own.